Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell about winter heating safety.
Chief, as it gets colder, we actually see kind of an increase in fire calls. At least it seems that way. You've told me there's a few different causes for this. A lot of those, some of them indoor heating sources and a few other things. So what are some things people need to be aware of when it comes to winter fire safety?
Passing through the Christmas season, and we didn't have any Christmas tree fires, but that's always a big risk, a big hazard. Heard from so many people that they watered their Christmas tree religiously, their tree just didn't take the moisture. So needles everywhere, dry Christmas trees burn quick. So be cautious of that. Lighting, using Christmas lights, things like that. Make sure they're UL rated. Candles burning. A lot of people like to burn candles over the holidays and makes the house smell good. And candles start fires. Cats knock over candles, etc. So need to be cautious of that. Space heaters. Space heaters can cause problems. We get to be, for lack of better terms, ignorant of our surroundings. And we use these space heaters every day like it's second nature. And we forget that maybe they're might be a blanket that's next to the space heater or pillow or whatever fuel load that catches fire easily. And those will start fire that way. Again, just like the lights, make sure that your space heater is a UL-rated space heater, that it's not a aftermarket or a space heater that's not built according to specifications or guidelines, because they have a tendency to short or they don't have the protection in front of them that will prevent a fire. Discarded smoking materials is another avenue that we see a lot of, and not necessarily an increase, but it's kind of interesting. We see once the cold weather hits, we quit having deck fires and start having indoor garage fires. And it's because people went from smoking out on the deck to smoking in the garage. So that can be a hazard. As well as, and I think this is obvious, but we tend to forget this, is make sure your chimney to your fireplace or your wood-burning stove is clean. The recommendation was every other year. I'm reluctant to say that just because I think it depends highly upon what type of wood you're burning. If you're burning green wood, you probably need to have your chimney swept once a year. If you're burning extremely dry wood, 2-3-year-old seasoned cut wood, then maybe every other year is appropriate. But the point being is make sure that your chimney is swept. Make sure that your chimney has spark arrestor on top of it. Should have a cap that has a screen so that the sparks, as they do come up through your chimney, doesn't go out onto your roof or next door to another roof, or leaves that are out in the yard that we didn't get picked up from fall, etc. So all those things add up. Discarded smoking materials, candles, appropriate space heaters, UL-listed lights, etc. Discarded smoking materials. Just be cautious and extra careful. Make sure that you're being fire safe.
You had mentioned that UL. What is that, and how do we know that things are under that?
UL stands for Underwriters Laboratory, and they're an organization, a not-for-profit, that actually identifies specifications, and they test your product. So if you purchase something that's UL-rated, that means that the Underwriters Laboratory has actually utilized, tested that, and that product, and made sure that there's no shorts or kinks, and that there are specifications to that product. So it should be safer than anything not UL rated.
Mm-hmm. And that should be listed on the packaging of anything that you buy, correct?
Right. Right. You'll see even on the cord, on the drop cord, on the electrical cord, should be a sticker label around that cord that says UL. It's a U and an L surrounded by a circle.
Thanks again to Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.